People always ask us, they always say the same question, you must have seen big changes. The answer, of course.
Well, yes, you do, you do. I mean, it is an endlessly fascinating city. The fascinating thing isn't so much answering the question, have there been changes? It's talking to people who have been here from the late 80s and them actually describing what it was like then. And I think if you read about it, it's not the same as being told, you know, that this is what Beijing was like and this is what Shanghai was like then. You know, there were, the lighting was low, there was this, there was that, and so on. And then you realise the magnitude of the changes.
When I'm meeting people, Westerners, who have been involved with Beijing since even 1950, it is amazing. But coming back to the Confucius Institute, how long has the Institute itself been involved with Scotland?
Well, pioneers were Edinburgh. They were the first in 2007, and Glasgow came in 2011, and now we have actually got five. I think technically we have more Confucian institutes per capita than any other country in the world.
Yes, I've been coming upon the Confucius Institute for a few years now. So it's really, the scale of its work is pretty big then in China. We are here at the university. You obviously go beyond the university campus.
Oh yes, we certainly do. And we assist with schools, although there is actually a Strathclyde University, there is a specific Confucius Institute for Scotland for Schools, which is co-funded by the Scottish Government. So we are starting to put the emphasis now, well, there's the business dimension, of course, and the cultural and creative part, but we are starting to put our efforts into helping the colleges and other universities to develop degrees in Chinese, because we believe that if you've got 150 schools teaching Chinese in Scotland now, there needs to be somewhere for them to go in terms of whether they go to college and go into the travel and tourism industry and so on, or whether they go on to university. So we want to help some other universities and colleges create ladders so that we can build capacity for Scotland.
The Institute, is it really a resource centre, a teaching centre? What's it actually doing for education in Scotland?
Well, of course, in one sense, it is a resource. I mean, we have, and we get them from Nankai University, we have a number of very good teachers of Chinese, so we are a teaching resource. We're also a facilitating resource. If people want to know things or they want to be introduced to things, we can help them with that. We also help to contribute to the language programmes within the university and the degrees and so on, and we get a lot of the visiting speakers, and we run, for example, the China Glasgow series of lectures and things like that. So the idea is that we believe that, of course, we have a role to support Glasgow, particularly in the areas of business and culture and language. But our remit is way beyond that, as is Glasgow University's remit.
It's interesting because, you know, in the early days when I was involved with China, a lot of the knowledge was coming from voluntary organisations like Scotland China Association. There was a lot of enthusiasts talking about China, but there was no real professional backup like we have now through Confucius Institute. Also, language teaching. I don't recall Chinese being taught here at the university when I was a student.
I think from time to time, Glasgow and other universities have taught languages such as Chinese and Japanese part-time. And Chinese has been taught, of course, at Edinburgh. I think that there's always been an opportunity, particularly over the last 20 years, to do some occasional learning of Chinese through our extramural studies and the modern languages department. But now Glasgow is getting very, very serious about it, not just in providing it to the outside world, but in fact, introducing, first of all, we introduced a course that was to help students with their international competences. And now we're actually running degree credit awarding courses in Chinese. And it's going to develop, I'm quite sure, quite soon into degrees. We do have a master's in Chinese studies.
The only Chinese I came upon in my time was going to extramural classes on a Tuesday night. I used to go along there and sit and try to study Chinese. That was a few years ago. Now, we talk about the Scottish government's China plan. How does the Confucius Institute sit in with all this work?
Well, the first thing is that because they have a plan for China, they are actually very supportive of the Confucius Institutes, and particularly they've been very supportive of Glasgow. And we work quite closely with the China-Britain Business Council, the Scottish Council for Development of Industry, and so on. And we get a lot of support from the Scottish government. Clearly, the programmes in schools are designed, first of all, to give people two languages. But the Scottish funding is actually creating, if you like, a build-up of kids that are going to want to get more involved with China if they go into college or go into university. So the government is putting funding into education in that area.
Are we seeing a growth? I know when they started the China studies in Scottish schools, there seemed to be a lot of enthusiasm. Has that enthusiasm kept going?
Well, yes, it has kept going. I think, but one of the problems has been that the narrowing of the curriculum is that all languages, we're seeing a downturn in people taking certificates. But there's no question, I mean, one estimate that came out, which I think will be revised downward, is that maybe 200,000 students have been exposed to Chinese language in some form or other in the schools, 150 schools. And all I can say is that I went into a school and the kids were incredibly enthusiastic. Yeah. There's a lot done in primary schools. There's another organisation run by Dr. Judith McClure, which is SCEN, which is the Scottish China Education Network, which works also with the parliamentary groups. And that has done a tremendous amount for schools as well and works with all the Confucius Institutes. Mm-hmm. So the all-party parliamentary group and the government, I mean, for example, First Minister Sturgeon, who's a Glasgow graduate, of course, she gave the Chinese New Year broadcast to the Chinese people of Scotland. She gave a lovely wee speech, which we played again at our Chinese New Year party, saying that we'd managed to find a Glasgow University graduate to come and talk to them. And it was the First Minister, and she spoke on a video very eloquently about the importance of Chinese people to Scotland and Chinese business to Scotland in the future.
Well, I know the previous First Minister, Alex Salmond, was a regular visitor out to China.
Absolutely, and of course he did open this one. He did open this Confucius. He came, and I think he's just very recently, in the last few weeks, I think he's been given an honorary doctorate by Glasgow University. So he was strongly supportive of Glasgow's interest in China.